You're listening to the Overeaters Anonymous Mid-Peninsula podcast. Overeaters Anonymous is a fellowship of individuals who, through shared experience, strength, and hope, are recovering from compulsive overeating. Our primary purpose is to abstain from compulsive eating and compulsive food behaviors and to carry the message of recovery through the 12 steps of OA to those who still suffer. For more information, please visit oamidpeninsula.org.
Hi, I'm Jenny. I'm a compulsive eater. It's good to see your faces. This is my original home meeting. Is this a 15-minute share or 20-minute share? 20, okay. There's a timer on there. Oh, I got it. Okay. So it's great to see everyone. I have been in program for about over 6 years. And when I joined OA, I came to this How meeting, the Saturday version of this How meeting. So I'm seeing a lot of familiar faces, and it's really nice to see you here. And I started in How, and I did How for, I guess, a couple of months, and I ended up switching over to regular OA, where I am still to this day. But I felt like How gave me a good foundation and a good kind of jumping off point for what healthy, normal eating can look like. And I refer back to the How meal plan sometimes when I get lost. And if I, on occasion, have struggled with my food. So I wanted to start today by reading something from the Overeaters Anonymous book. And I just thought I'd read a little bit from this chapter called Beautiful Woman Inside and Out. How does one tell in a few pages the story of 15 and a half years in Overeaters Anonymous? How can I describe a limited number of words what 7 years of abstinence means, coming after 8 years of alternating between defiance, despair, and submission to the program? How do I tell you of the gratitude in my heart for the miracles of abundance, joy, health, strength, and power in my life today? Mine was a life lived in insecurity, self-doubt, chronic illness, addiction, and obesity. When people look at me today, they see a tall, attractive, slender woman. There seems to be a quality about me that many call beautiful. It is not my outward appearance, but rather something from within that comes from living the 12 steps to the best of my ability. I could not have imagined such a gift. I'll just stop with that. I just wanted to read something. I came to the program. I don't think I was born a compulsive overeater. I mean, I think chemically, perhaps I was, but I didn't have a history of feeling like I was all through growing up. And I didn't realize that I was a compulsive eater. I had familiarity with Overeaters Anonymous because my dad was in program and started when I was 16. And so I had known about the program and was a fairly normal weight, although I had body image issues growing up, and I think I was overly focused on food. And as I got older, in my 20s, I had my first experience of being overweight. And I definitely had an addiction or have an addiction to sugar and different sweets like breakfast foods. And I always had a stash of chocolate, and people knew they could come to me in college if they wanted a fix of something chocolate. That was my drug of choice. And I ended up really getting to the peak of my weight despair when I was pregnant. When I got pregnant, I was already overweight. I was about maybe 40 or 50 pounds over my normal. And then I gained 90 pounds in my pregnancy. And so I got up to 264, and I'm 135 today. So I'm kind of in half of what I was. I was very unhappy carrying around all that extra weight. So one thing that I say to myself is that nothing tastes as good as abstinence feels. And another thing I also say is nothing tastes as good as being in the right size body feels. And another thing that is true for me is that it's really important to me to be able to wear the clothing that I want to wear, and having this extra weight affected me in my personal relationships, in my career. And so having this program has given me support and a lifeline to stop eating compulsively. And there are times when I haven't been as willing as I would like to be to stick to my program. And when those times happen, I pray for the willingness to be abstinent. And I want to tell, when I first came to the program, I had one false start with the program several years earlier, and it didn't stick. I didn't think I was a compulsive eater. And I ended up leaving and then coming back about over 6 years ago at the point where I had already lost all the weight that I had gained, and then I started to gain it back. I could show some pictures if you'd like to see that. See. Okay. So this was me at kind of a pre-pregnancy. And this is after I had my son and had all that extra weight on me. And then when I was going through my divorce, I lost all the weight. And then I started gaining the weight back through the stress of some of the things that were going on in my life, like selling our house. And at this picture here is when I was finally joining OA. And then here's where I'm in recovery and able to work again, because my kind of work is I need to be in the right size body to do what I do. So I'm gonna stop sharing, or how do I do that? Let's see.
At the top somewhere.
There we go. Great. Okay. Thank you. I'm not the most tech savvy person here. So when I joined the program, I really enjoyed working with my sponsor, but Hal wasn't totally the right fit for me. I ended up getting paired with a different sponsor who is was the right fit, and in regular OA, which worked better for me. And one thing that she encouraged me to do that I hadn't done in my life really is affirmations. And I really want to mention that because I think it's really important. A lot of us can be really hard on ourselves and extremely punitive, and shaming ourselves and telling ourselves that we're fat or we're no good. I don't think it's inspiring at all. It's never helped me. And what does help me is saying affirmations like I am enough, I do enough, I have enough, I embrace change effortlessly, abstinence is a gift I give myself, I love myself, I love my body, and all of these things that I say, and I encourage my sponsees to do affirmations, and they're doing them, can really shift my orientation toward myself. And it also makes me more loving toward other people, which is really a great gift of this program. I have a very good friend who has cancer. And I've been looking after him to an extent. And recently, I went, I get a little emotional when I talk about him, but I went and brought him some groceries, and I brought him whatever he wanted. And one of the things he wanted was a dessert type food. And then that same day I went to a graduation party for two of my nephews who had just graduated, and with my son, and it was an emotional day, and there was a dessert bar, and I did really great with my abstinence. And I was sitting around with other people who were eating the dessert and commenting on how great everything tasted and how wonderful it was. And I was really doing okay. And I felt good about myself. I didn't overeat, and I didn't eat any of the sweets. And on the way home, my son was emotional and crying about certain things that were getting to him. He's a really great person and sensitive. And then afterward, I went to visit my friend who has cancer and bring him dinner. And so I did that. And while I was there, the sweet food that I had brought him earlier that he had requested started calling out to me like crazy. And it was just like, I had this voice inside my head saying, well, you could just have one. It would be okay if you just have one. And so I considered it. And I knew that there was something really wrong, and I was reacting to the stress of the situation, and I was not handling the stress all that well. And so what I ended up doing was I got out of there as soon as I could. And on my way home, I made outreach calls, and I have regular people in my contacts who I can make outreach calls to. And I also belong to an outreach group on WhatsApp. And it's a really nice group because you can just post something and people all over the world, you can mention, you know, I want to have a 2x2, which means 2 minutes we'll each share for, or 3x3. And that's a tool that really helps me. Is talking to other people and connecting with my program. I think the opposite of addiction is connection. And that's what I've gotten from this program. I've gotten a lot of connection and a lot of authenticity in these rooms. We can go into these rooms and say whatever it is that we're dealing with and be accepted and loved. And that's a real gift. I have four sponsees, and each one of them has a different way of working their program with me, and doing service as a sponsor. And I see the time and realize, okay. And I do service as speaker getter and secretary and timekeeper and things like that in meetings. And these things keep me connected to my program. These things keep me abstinent. These things keep me coming back and talking with my sponsees and reading their check-ins reminds me where I came from. And all of that is really vital for me to keep my program. I do a gratitude list as well. And while doing a gratitude list doesn't change my circumstances, it changes my orientation toward what is going on in my life. And there's a big shift from that. So I have a lot to be grateful for. And I think one of the things that I'm really grateful for right now that I've been thinking about is the gifts that the program has given me. Sometimes I feel like disappointed that I'm a compulsive eater and that I can't eat certain things that I really loved and enjoyed, these, you know, sugary foods, these sexy things that some normal people can eat and stop eating, that I cannot stop eating. I will finish the entire box or the bag of it. But the gifts that I've gotten from the program are along the lines of, I get to do a 10th step. I get to make amends to people in real time. I get to talk with a sponsor who is incredibly wise and compassionate. And I can tell her things that I feel mortified by and embarrassed that I've done. And she receives my inventories and my check-ins with compassion and love. And I also get perspective. And I also get suggestions of things that I can do differently. And one thing that I like to tell my sponsees is, if you slip, you can restart your program at any time. You don't have to wait till the next day. You don't have to wait till Monday. You don't have to wait till New Year's Day. You can just reset right away. And I think that's really important, because as compulsive eaters, we have this mindset that, well, I screwed up and I had this dessert, so I might as well really go for it and go for it before I start being good. And you know, it's that mindset that gets us into this trouble where we end up feeling so desperate and end up packing on, you know, in my case, it was a whole extra person on me. And I feel so much better to have to be in a right-sized body. So exercise is part of my program. Checking in with fellows.
Go do this to clear out stuff.
We've got, I don't know where the audio is coming from. Okay. But my time is almost up, and I think that's pretty much all I wanted to say. So with that, I say thank you, and I will pass.